Thank you. Okay, we'll begin first of all with a roll call. Presence are Trustee Greenwald, Trustee Ginsburg, Mayor Lester, Trustee Zidell not present. We'll move on to Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now let's move for public comments. If someone make a motion, please.
Make a motion to open public comments.
Second.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Tammy, did anyone?
I think there's somebody who put their paper right here.
Sure.
Hello, my name is Eleanor Silver. I'm a resident of the village of Pomona for 43 years. We're an original homeowner. Over the past couple of years, the speeding in the neighborhood has become excessive and it's very dangerous. And I'm excessive and it's quite dangerous. A lot of people don't do a full stop at the stop sign. There's a lot of children around and a lot of people are talking on their phones, holding it in their hand while they're driving. And there are no speed limits in the village, but they're driving excessively fast. Number two, I noticed that there are a lot of residents who have dogs now and they are not on leashes. And they are pooping on our lawns. Number three, there are a number of abandoned cars, especially the one on Quaker Road that has been there for over 2 months. I have photos that I have taken. There are license plates on it and a registration. Also, on my street in particular, I live on Fox Hollow. There has been brush on the road that's close to the road. In fact, I went to the town of Havistraw today and spoke with Mr. Phillips, and it's in violation. It's from my neighbor. It's been there for over 2 years. There could be animals in there. There could be feral cats. It's really dangerous, and I really would like to see it gone. It's been there for over 2 years.
Thank you. Ma'am, when you have a chance, can you tomorrow send an email with the details you just mentioned to the clerk, specifically issues would require the corner enforcer with the address that will be, we have a corner enforcer will go press. You can, if it is in the jurisdiction of Pomona, the village of Pomona, he has the authority to deal.
Well, last year I brought pictures over. And it was put to his attention, and nothing was ever done.
If you can send an email, she'll send it to him. And tomorrow he's working, so we'll make sure he does his rounds.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Time anyone else? Okay. Just want to make a motion.
I'll make a motion to close the open period.
Second. Thank you. Second by Justin Ginsburg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Approval of Treasury report. Can someone please?
Trustee Lasky moved the resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $147,198.21 set forth on page 6 in the monthly abstract listing dated April 25, 2023 through May 22, 2023 as submitted is hereby approved subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of May 5, 2023 and May 19, 2023, as set forth in the payroll in the amounts of $8,756.13 and $12,141.40, respectively, are hereby submitted for approval, subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee.
Grunewald, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 4, no objection, 1 absent. Thank you. We are now moving to the cultural center report. Gedate, the floor is yours.
Good evening. Spring exhibition, the title Between the Lines, closed on May 28th. The spring concert 2023 is scheduled for Saturday, May 27th at 7:30 p.m. The performance will feature John Gooch and David Ecker Quartet. The session includes John Gooch on guitar, David Encore on guitar and vocals, Rich Bosek on drum, and Mike Robinson on bass. The event will be open for the attendance and will be streamed live from the center via ohmit.com. Light refreshment will be served. Jogdala Masaata will be provide his technical expertise for live streaming for the event. Summer Exhibition 2023 is scheduled to open June 11th with an opening reception the same evening from 5 to 8 p.m. Originally, the reception was scheduled for June 18th, but because it is Father's Day, it has been changed. The exhibition will feature a group of watercolor artists, Peggy Dressel, Nancy Blackman, Mary Betty McCall, Diane Hartrin Sullivan, Farm Leggett, Sheila Trutman, and Mary Maker Baptist, and poetry artist Joan Murrah. The live music form will feature the header vocal duo. A refreshment will be served. The event will be open for live attendance and will be streamed via YouTube. Thank you to Jogdala Masaata for his technical assistance and expertise for the live streaming. Summer concert is scheduled for Saturday, July 29th at 8 p.m. Proposed budget for the event submitted for approval is $950, $800 for the musician, and $150 for refreshment. Maintenance. The two door light on the building is expected to replace. The exterior of the culture center is in poor condition and need to be painted. There is a lot of paint, film, and wood exposed to the element. I would like the board mayor to get approval of $950 for the summer concert for Saturday 29, July 29, and 8 p.m.
I'll make a motion to approve $950 for this summer concert on July 29, 2023 at 8 p.m. $800 for musicians, $150 for refreshments. Do I have a second?
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried 4. No objections.
Thank you.
Thank you. Would you like to tell me what should next for the painting exterior? Should
I? Painting, we're trying to get a grant.
Okay. So as soon as that, and then we can find
if
the.
If we do something before we get a grant, then we can't use money for it.
So. Right. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
And we want to do a good job, right?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Okay. New business. First of all, planning board members, I'll make a motion to reappoint Don LaSalle for a period of 5 years, beginning April 2023.
David Horowitz.
One second. We'll make it all together, Brian?
It's up to you.
David Horowitz for a period beginning April 2023. Appointment of Ellie Norowitz beginning April 2023. And also, reappointment, I guess, as an alternate member of Mitchell Belzer, who was appointed, we voted on during Mayor Banks' tenure, but I guess someone didn't sign the last paper, so we should do this again. So also Mitchell Belzer as an alternate member. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion?
Well, yeah, question. Yes. So we have now, based on your appointments, will you reappoint Dada Paliseo, who is on the board?
Yep.
David Horowitz, who is currently on the board.
Yeah.
You said Mitchell Belzer was appointed, but something didn't work out 2 or 3 years ago. Is that correct?
I'm not sure what happened, but we voted, but for whatever reason, something was not signed.
And so this new person, Mr. Norowitz, that met the chairman at the last board meeting.
Yeah.
And now we have enough board members, so there's no reason for the board to cancel a meeting.
Hopefully from now on, there'll be a quorum.
At every meeting. Good. Sign on.
Excuse me, are these all 5-year appointments beginning at the end of April 23rd?
Yes.
Right. Except the alternates, too.
The alternates.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So 4-0-1. Okay, application 130 Camp Hill Road. And the applicant come and present.
Use one of the chairs, maybe right there in the middle. Put them in the middle. So you can turn it over so we can see the site. I guess. We got hard copies, but yeah, it's easier one.
Yeah. Can you see?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's an existing house, single family house on the site. We want to renovate the inside of that house, but keep the exterior.
Sorry, you just introduce yourself for the first time, buddy. That's okay.
Rhonda Smith with Civil Tech Engineering, 139 Lafayette Avenue, Suffern.
Todd Rosenblum, architect, 221 Quaker Road, Pomona.
There's an existing house, single family house on the site. We're going to we're going to redo the outside too and renovate the inside, and then put an addition on the to the side. The addition is the total floor area is 9,700 and some. So it's less than a 10,000 square foot, which is permitted in by code. We've provided 38 parking spaces.
Yes, 38.
Okay, which is it's double what is required. And the reason we're doing that is because we're on Camp Hill Road. We don't want anyone to think about parking on Camp Hill Road. So we're still under the development coverage. So we want to give as many parking spaces as we can because there should be no reason for anybody to need to park on Camp Hill Road. We're going to have to do a sewer main extension. The sewer does stop down the hill here. So we'll have to do a sewer main extension up here to pick this up. This will be a public improvement, which will then be public. It'll be part of the sewer system for everybody to use.
You mean everybody between Haley Drive and...
Correct, yeah. Anybody that can tie in here and can use this because it is public. We have a detention system for our drainage. So the storm water from the impervious areas will be put under the pavement and it'll infiltrate. And then there will be an overflow down here to the gutter, but it's just an overflow in case something catastrophic happens.
Would normal rain the detention base should be able to take all that water?
Right, yeah, yeah. We have to provide zero increase in peak rate of discharge. So whatever the maximum that'll come off this site is what comes off today. All right, so we have to hold everything that would be increased because of the impervious area. There's a mikveh in the back. I think the mikveh's there now, right?
Yeah, there's so a little shed back there.
We're going to renovate it and make it a little nicer.
And that's included in the 9,700 square foot?
Yes. Is there any questions?
What about the limited? The code also calls for barriers between this area and the neighbors.
Landscaping.
For landscaping. So what exactly? Oh, there's another one.
All right, so we've got some bigger trees over here. We've got a lot of greenery between back here. Then there's a lot of trees over here, and then we have some pretty stuff in the front.
You're planning on planting over there on that side?
This one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because a bunch of trees today are gone. There were a bunch of trees from the neighborhood that were cut.
Okay.
So you guys are planning on...
I show planting along.
Do you see it in that picture?
Do
you see the
landscaping? The landscaping is just hypothetical.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
You got it.
You wouldn't be able to see the building, truthfully, if he put it on the rendering. His rendering is so you can see the building.
Right. Oh, nice.
Right.
Nice.
I mean, here's the back view. So again, there's a little shed here that has the mikveh. We're increasing that, but it meets all side yard setbacks, it meets the coverage. We're proposing a playground. This is the existing building beyond. Right now it has basically a low pitch roof. We're talking about adding a regular attic above it just so it matches the architecture of the main building.
It looks residential. That's nice.
Well, that's the concept was for it to fit in with the surroundings. Again, beyond, that's the existing structure today. This is all the addition. This is the main entry. There's a women entrance over here. This is a library right here. And these windows here are to the main sanctuary beyond. Again, this is,
you're doing two floors?
There's a basement below. This actually, this railing right here is to a staircase, which starts right here, an exterior staircase. It's an emergency exit from the social hall in the basement.
And how do you reach the basement?
There is, let me show you the floor plan. There is there's three staircases, two interior staircases, one exterior, and then there's an elevator as well. So here's the basement plan. This was the exterior stair that I was showing you in the rendering. Then there's a staircase at the front of the building and then a staircase at the front corner. There's a warming kitchen, there's men's bathrooms down in the lower level. It's basically one large, wide open room.
What is the room supposed to be used for?
Social.
Okay, so it's not another house.
It's not another sanctuary.
Got it.
Correct. And then this is a little floor plan of the mikveh. Little immersion pool, vestibule, changing room with some showers and one half bathroom. And this is...
You were able to fit all this in the house?
Yes. Yeah. And then this is the first floor plan again. Main entrance here, side entrance here. This is the existing building as it sits today. And this is the main sanctuary here.
How many seats? About?
There's, in the main sanctuary, there's 114 seats for men, 66 seats for women, and then there's what we're calling a multi-purpose room, which, for the Jewish high holidays, is open to the main sanctuary as well as for overflow seating.
You're planning on putting in a sprinkler system?
It's not, the building hasn't necessarily reached that threshold, but whatever the New York State Building Code requires, there's a certain number, and I don't think we've exceeded it, but I'm certainly going to talk to the building inspector.
But this is what we requested from the other house of worship, the neighborhood house of worship.
Okay, so then we can put it
for
in.
To be, the for the safety. For safety. Yes.
Right, I usually go by what the building code requires. Like, I've done a lot of synagogues in Wesley Hill, some of them crossed the threshold in the New York State Building Code, some of them haven't. Sometimes they put them in anyway, just because.
But this is what this board wanted to make sure for safety reasons.
the board requires it, then it'll be in.
Mr. Zuma was very much a pig.
So what's going to be in the existing house?
So again, the existing is being turned, it's wide, it's one wide open room, that is the multi-purpose room.
Using as?
No, the existing building. I said it's overflow seating. My house, there could be children's programming in there, you know, when the main services are happening. The playground is here, so we figured that this could be children's activities in here, and they could go in back and forth between the playground, that's why that door exists right there.
At the wall, it's disconnected from the main sanctuary?
No, there's a folding wall
right
here. This whole wall folds, and then there's a regular door here. And this is the women's entrance over here. This is the women's staircase down to the social hall. This is the men's lobby with the staircase down. This is where the elevator is.
Oh, you're putting in the elevator?
Yeah. There's a little coffee area, bathrooms, coat rooms. This is the library I mentioned earlier in the rendering.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
So we tried to keep it residential looking because it's obviously in a very residential area there. It's one story, so it's low scale, not a very tall building.
Were you guys already in front of the planning board?
Yes.
And what did they do so far?
Well, they had no objection to using lead agency.
They voted on that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And also we set a public hearing date. The public hearing notice was just sent to me by the village attorney today. I'm in the process of arranging for the registered return receipt mail to go out this week.
What is the date for on the planning board?
June
15th. 15th.
So that's before our meeting, okay.
Yeah, and I know that the notices were taken care of as far as the advertising is going to be in the paper starting sometime next week, I believe.
It will go in on June 2nd.
All right.
I see, Brian, they sent in this the permit application, the special permit application. Do you have a moment to review it to make sure that it's all like fully submitted?
Yeah, let me just say where we are in this. Obviously, you may know this is a special permit application under the village code, so there's additionally a process before the village board, which involves a public hearing separate apart from the planning board. So that process is to review the special permit. I understand the planning board has consented to the village board being lead agency since it's a coordinated review. So the only thing, we do have a completed special permit application, you know, with the plans, and we have a full environmental assessment form, part one, that was submitted. So for tonight's purposes, the board has a proposed resolution. All you can really do tonight is declare lead agency and set a public hearing date, which will then need to be posted and
mailed out.
Yes, and then for those in the public, the plans, the information would be made available prior to the public hearing so that people can be heard before the village board and comment on the proposed plan.
And it will be available on the website too.
Okay, yeah, as it should have been.
So you're saying there's two sets of public hearings?
Yes, because it's a special permit, the planning board and our code allows that to run concurrently, the planning board, site plan approval, and the village board, but ultimately it requires a special permit from the village board. So while those processes can run concurrently, the public hearing has to be before the village board on the special permit. And that's based on the criteria that's in the code. We're not concerned with necessarily the site plan components, but with those criteria that are in 130.10G for a special permit in the code.
So there'll be a second advertisement, second mailing, second set of signs put up?
I don't believe it was mailed for this one, for the special permit.
We demand it.
You did? Okay, yeah.
So you told us we had to send.
Yeah, so that'll be the same process.
Because it's a different date.
Different date, too.
Yeah, that's why.
I think for you will be the end of June, right?
Your next the fourth meeting. Monday. Let me see. It is the 9th, the 26th, June 26th. Yeah,
so you as the village attorney are going to create a notice for that as well and send it, I guess, to me so that we can mail it out?
Yeah, we can provide the notice.
Right. I mean, it's kind of a shame where the other mailing certified return receipt is going out. We could almost put them in the same mailing.
No, you couldn't actually. They should be separate.
Oh, they have to be separate.
It is two different processes, so okay. We can't lump them together.
Well, I did have a request. Why our code demands that it should be return certified. Some other villages don't demand that. Is that something that eventually could be amended, or is there a reason why villages that you represent demand it? Is that something?
It's usually to ensure that notice is received. by the
city. And most in the other jurisdictions that you cover, the other municipalities you cover, they demand.
Most I work with require certified.
Certified.
Yeah.
Other questions, Trustee Greenberg?
The parking lot. Is it going to be one way in, one way out?
No, it's two-way traffic. Yeah. Yeah, we have one entrance, so it'll be two-way traffic. You can come in and you can go back out.
How do we make sure that cars don't block one side of the driveway?
Well, first of all, it's quite wide, the driveway. It has to be for fire truck access.
Right, for fire truck access. And it is a fire lane. And it will be marked as a fire lane.
Oh, it is? Okay. Yes. Good.
Anywhere that there's no parking, it will have to be marked as a fire lane and no parking.
We did look at trying to have it exit over here, but the grading is significant over here.
Right.
And where's the path to the front for the people who want to walk in? Somebody should pick them up. You guys made a small path.
Yeah. There's a sidewalk that comes up here.
I got it. Okay, along the driveway.
Right. Yes, at the curb line.
And there is some lighting by the edge of the sidewalk.
Always. Yes. Good. Yes.
Running since our architects, not the landscapers, but on the other hand, landscaping is part of the code. The planning board?
Planning board.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Grimble, any questions?
Mayor, can I make a motion?
Please.
Setting public hearing and declaring lead agency regarding the House of Worship application. Whereas Village of Pomona has received a special permit application from Daniel Kirschenbaum for a House of Worship on 130 Camp Hill Road. And whereas the Village Board also received a Part 1 full and environmental assessment form for said application, where the approval for special permit to have a house of worship under the village code requires a public hearing, where the village planning board has consented to the village board being lead agency in this needed review, and where the village board desires to receive input from village planning boards and the village planner with respect to such application, and therefore be further resolved that Greece closes our corporate hearing as set forth in full. That the section 2, the village board hereby declares itself lead agency in this coordinated review. Section 3, the village board hereby refers the special permit application to the village planning board and to the village planner for review and comment as provided for in village code at section 130-1-28. Section 4, the village board hereby sets a public hearing on this special permit application on June 26, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. or soon thereafter, as can be heard. Section 5, the mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant, as directed by the mayor, is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provision of this resolution. Section 6, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, second and by Greenwald. Discussion? No questions. Trustee Lasker? Yay or nay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have one question for Attorney Nugent. So when you create that notice...
Can we vote?
Yeah. Trustee Greenwald? Yay or nay?
Yay.
Trustee Greenberg?
Yeah.
Mr. Zaydel is absent.
And yourself?
Aye. So passes 4-0-1.
Yes.
What is your question?
I just want, when you have that ready, you can email to the village clerk.
Yeah, we usually provide it to the clerk. Then we have a part of the business card.
Do you have any of my drawings?
Okay, email me. That's
fine. Yeah, please send an email that I forwarded you, and maybe we can do it this week so he can have enough time to send it out.
No problem.
Okay, perfect. Thank like this, the residents also have enough notice to review it, so they have enough time. If they have any concerns, I can reach out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's move now to the IWS agreement.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Luke, would you like to maybe...
Thank you.
Yeah, so the village had a agreement that's coming to an end at the end of August, and this resolution tonight is to basically piggyback on the town of Ramapo's contract with IWS at the same rates through the end of the year. Because my understanding is the village may then pursue a relationship with Rockland Green to provide those services. So this is really just to carry the village through the next 6 months and to piggyback on the town of Ramapo's rates to IWS. So that's what the resolution tonight would do, is extend the agreement with IWS on the terms that they have with the town of Ramapo.
Thank you. Mark,
Whereas the Village of Pomona previously entered into an agreement with Interstate Waste Services, IWS, for collection and disposal of garbage, trash, and recyclables, and whereas such agreement was entered into the following advertisement and submission of sealed bids, and whereas such agreement is set to expire on August 31st, 2022. Says August.
Yeah, it's a mistake. July 31st.
Whereas such agreement is set to expire on July 31st, 2023. And whereas the village desires to extend such services through the end of 2023. And whereas the town of Ramapo has previously bid a substantially similar contract and utilized IWS for such collection and disposal services. And whereas the agreement with the town of Ramapo expires on December 31st, 2023. And whereas the village seeks to extend the terms of its agreement on the same terms and conditions as set forth in the town of Ramapo agreement with IWS to December 31st, 2023. Now, therefore, be it further resolved that the above whereas clauses are incorporated herein and are set forth in full. The village board hereby fully authorizes the mayor or his designee to execute any and all documents necessary to extend the village collection and disposal services with IWS through December 31st, 2023, as the rates presented by IWS in effect in the town of Ramapo and annexed hereto. The mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant, as directed by the mayor, is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. This resolution shall be effective immediately.
I'll second. Any questions? Any discussion? So we still have to discuss the matter of what we want to do after, but right now we just want to make sure that we're covered until December 31st.
Maybe it should be on the agenda for...
That was
there's
moved,
another...
Moved by Trustee Greenberg?
Yes.
Yes, and I seconded it. But also I believe, Brian, there was another issue that was at stake. IWS mentioned that they cannot even technically... Currently, they believe no one is giving out a bid because the Rockland County is currently not telling them their prices of the actual disposal that for the next few years. So they're coming out for that. They said to me in June, July. So they're only going to get these prices, and they can only start discussing prices. So for that matter, it makes sense to protect our garbage pickup without any hiccups. And get this done all the way through December 31st, and then but the rates definitely did double.
Yes, we
were lucky we got a 5-year garbage from the previous administration, but the rates did double, and let's hope we find a reasonable solution for that.
Yeah, a lot of rates have gone up because of recycling costs and.
The wages also went up.
Yeah, and also a lot of the contamination, so they don't always get the correct recyclables. That's been a problem.
Mayor Katz and Wesley Hills has a long, long diatribe on the issue. Okay, let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Carries 4 in favor, 1 absent. Thank you. Okay. We had a request this week from a not-for-profit to use Bridges Medic for his program in the summer. The applicant here?
He was here. He had to leave, I think.
See. So, should we just continue based on the email he sent, or?
Yeah, I think the attorney reviewed it. And anyways, it's not, if I understand correctly, it's subject to filling out all the, a lot of things. It's just to give the approval in concept that the village would be okay, so they can rely on it if they bring in all the details that we're asking.
So Brian, you want to give an overview, a short overview?
Yeah. So this is a nonprofit group looking to use Burgess Meredith Park for weekdays for a underprivileged kids camp program. So it's not unusual for municipalities to receive requests, you know, for use of the facilities or parks. We weren't clear if Pomona actually had a facility use application, so we provided one that Trustee Lasker has sort of revised for the village. So that's why this resolution will be subject to a few things. One will be submission of that application to the village, submission of proof of insurance naming the village as an additional insured, submission of a final schedule to confirm the times and days that they're looking to use that park. I think it's the basketball courts on the open field.
Which currently needs, was not upgraded yet, so it's still.
And they apparently are indicating they would upgrade the basketball backboards and the hoops. Yeah. So we did include in the resolution just a requirement that before they do that, they submit to you what they intend to put, you know, in terms of the backboards and the new hoops. And so those are the items that the application is subject to that's in this resolution. So otherwise, this would be the village approving that use. Typically, these types of applications are kind of a first-come, first-served. So, you know, many municipalities have leagues or groups that come in to use fields, and then they make an application. And these are kind of standard requirements, insurance, naming the village, and submission of the application, etc.
Once they sent the proof of insurance, that would, of course, you want to review it, I imagine, correct?
Yeah, usually we'll take a look at it. Sometimes we recommend that you send it to the village's insurance carrier to make sure that they find that it's satisfactory. Yeah.
Okay. So,
now, Brian, they mentioned that the name of the not-for-profit is the one running it, but the counselor who has this basket, this sports team, has a separate, on their separate entity, the insurance policy. Is that going to be an issue?
I don't think it'd be an issue as long as they submit, no, they submit that insurance.
Correct.
You know, the village is just concerned that you have insurance covering if something happens.
And do we also request that it gets cleaned up? Are we, like, that part of the conditions, and maybe we can take escrow to make sure that the park gets cleaned up every day when they use it? Because I don't want.
Yeah, you could add that. And I think actually in their proposal, they're proposing to clean up around the courts as well, okay, as it is now, but you could always have an escrow for that purpose.
But I have to mention it now, or no?
Sure. I would add it in as just, you know, number 5 on this. If you have an amount in mind, though, or?
Well, no, I don't know what the amount. It should be maybe $1,000, or it should be there. You know, they can get it back if it stays clean, but if not, you have to hire a landscaper to clean up. It's going to cost on the village.
So it would be basically submission of $1,000 escrow to ensure that the property is returned to the condition it was in prior to their use of it.
And daily, it should be cleaned daily also. We don't want the residents who come walk their dogs or kids who come to the playgrounds should see a mess or, you know. Obviously, I can't make them clean up other people's mess, but at least when they play on the field, they should try to clean up every day. Otherwise, we're going to have a much larger mess to clean up potentially. Kids are kids.
Okay, so with that in mind, the number 5 on the resolution would be submission of $1,000 in escrow to ensure the property is cleaned daily and that the property is restored to the condition it was in prior to, I don't know if you're going to be able to read my writing.
I'll try.
Prior to.
Is there where the final request would be if they don't clean it up?
No, we said we take escrow. We start with, meaning I believe $1,000 will make sure that they're going to make an effort to clean up. If we see after a week we get complaints that the place is really messy. I believe we can also, part of the application, it says we can pull the application at any time. So if we see that it's messy, we can just pull their permission and that's it.
Yeah, this is similar to what we call a license agreement. So this isn't a lease, this isn't any kind of rental that carries property rights or entitlement to it. If there's a problem, the village can just say, we're terminating it. And that's the end of that.
So tomorrow,
now, the fees and the schedule, does the board have to vote on it by the next meeting?
No, because in this case, because it's a nonprofit, you're permitted to waive fees for the use.
Okay.
But you should establish a schedule at some point if you don't have it.
Okay, got it.
Or potentially you do have paid leagues where, for example, the participants are charged, and then usually you would charge for the use of the facility.
Okay. So whoever speaks to them first tomorrow should mention them that would like the insurance to be sent.
Yeah,
they're not using this till June 28th, so we have some time.
We still have a month to make sure that
you actually have another meeting before they use it.
Okay. Okay, so I'll make a motion to the village, I'll skip the Maurice, now therefore be it further resolved that the above Maurice clauses are incorporated therein and set forth in full. The village board hereby approves the use of the basketball court in the open field area of Burgess Meredith Park for the nonprofit organization, Congregation Almas Chesed, subject to one, submission of a facility use application in a final form approved by the village board. Two, submission of proof of insurance naming the village as additional insured. Three, submission of a final schedule confirming the dates and times of use, which shall not include weekends. Number four, submission of proof of the applicant's nonprofit status. Five, submission of $1,000 escrow to ensure the property is cleaned daily and property is restored to
the condition it was in prior.
Upon section three, upon confirmation of the applicant's nonprofit status, the village board hereby waives any fees associated with the proposed use of Burgess Meredith Park. Section four, prior to the replacement of any backboards or hoops at the Burgess Meredith basketball court, the applicant will submit specifications with regards to such backboards and hoops prior to installation, and same shall be approved by the mayor. Section 5, the mayor and any official employee or any consultant are direct as directed by the mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Section 6, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mark Greenberg.
Any questions? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Passes 4-1 EPS.
Okay. Email here.
Go to language. Thank you.
I'll send her advisory.
Good. Thank you. Old business. Anything on the agenda?
Yeah, just old business was this. We'll get to trustee period.
Okay. So, I don't think there was anything from Mr. Zoom for building and maintenance. So, trustee period. Anyone would like to begin?
Yeah, but trustee period, actually building a maintenance, you can also mention that the roads were finished. The six roads that the village has approved, I think six or seven roads the village approved for paving, were actually done this year in a fast move, meaning we didn't have the 2 weeks of a break between the broken road and the new paved roads. The roads look amazing. I drove on some of them. The village engineer went around to make sure that the berms, the roads were done in a good manner. This time the roads were again done with the right application, unlike in the past. But the last 2-3 years, the latest roads were redone in a good way. Hopefully next year we'll try to get also some grants to be able to do more roads instead of having to take a bond on the residents. So the engineer overall is happy with the results of the project so far.
So first of all, I'm sure everybody's very thankful to Mr. Spence for the work he's been doing and for the efficiency this year, which was truly impressive.
Now, Brian, something else I want to bring up. The clerk mentioned to me today, there's a bunch of times when you have, you know, people do a FOIL request, it's part of a regular FOIL process, and the applicant, you know, if it's a digital copy, it's free of charge. What started happening in the last couple, I think last year or so, and she mentioned to me that in other places they charge for it, is you have what is it called?
Title companies.
The title companies, instead of doing the regular process, they FOIL the village for all zoning, if any violations or anything in the file, which means it's an extensive work of going to review the whole thing. They use the FOIL process to do it. As she mentioned to me, in other places like the town of Rampart, there's a fee if it's a title company FOILing all those violations. I don't know, we don't have a fee for FOIL, but I don't know if this falls under a different category. And if it is, I would like to, I don't know the rules, but she mentioned it to me today. I wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, I could look at it. The reality is, if you did that, they could just have somebody else do the same FOIL and not identify themselves as a title company. So the fact of the matter is, if somebody requests documents, now you can charge, if there's a time, you know, in excess of mm-hmm. 2 hours for preparation and all that, you can charge for that. Mm-hmm. But typically you wouldn't be able to charge for a electronic version of those records, unless, you know, if you have to redact it, of course, recopy it, you could charge for that.
So how does other places charge for when they do this violation search without a violation search? Basically, instead of paying for a regular violation search, which is $225, they come as a foil.
But keep in mind also that violation search, this foil is not
Yeah, but that's what they're
sufficient
doing.
There's two different kinds that I saw in Ramapo. One was they charge $50. That's a violation search, and to just see if it's a public, private road or whatever. The second one costs like $225, which I think we
Which is with an inspection. So the difference is here by us, the violation search, which is $225, is with the inspection of the building inspector.
Right.
The problem is they're skipping that when the on a sale of a house wants to happen, and they're just doing a FOIL request, and somehow they manage with the bank. I'm just asking if it's if we can institute the fee for such a thing, because it does take more time for the clerk to go through.
I already have an idea to solve the problem, but I'll provide that to the board.
Okay. As, now, one more thing, Mayor, I want to thank the group of residents who went around this past month to clean with Rockland, keep Rockland beautiful. It was a group of residents led by Pat Harris. She did a great job. We had some pictures we got from her, and I would like to thank the residents who took part of it. I think the village is planning on doing another one. We still don't have a final date for it. We will advertise it as soon as we have more information and try to focus on more areas that weren't touched. But I would like to thank Mayor all residents that took part of that cleanup process. It was very appreciated. But I personally very appreciate that.
Thank you. Anyone else?
No, Trustee Pierce.
Yeah, I had a resident reach out to me regarding the tennis courts in the Van Park. He said it's...
What?
It's cleaned up. It's a little bit there or garbage or whatever.
So we have to call the... Tammy, are you able to... I'll give you the number tomorrow morning, the number to our...
service, yeah.
What's your name? Chris Merritt?
I have his
You have his number. Reach out to him. When they clean up the next time, when they cut the grass and clean up by Vanden Hende Park, tell them to come with a leaf blower, I guess, and blow off all the old garbage that's on the tennis court so that the place is clean. I don't think it needs a resurfacing at this
no,
point.
No, not resurfacing. You said that it's just...
Yeah, if you can ask him, they probably don't even get to there, but if we mention it to him, he'll clean it up.
I'll call him tomorrow.
And make, tell him also to make sure the garbage cans get emptied out, because we have beers in the area,
okay.
And we don't want them to rip the garbage that gets...
I think the last resurfacing was 2 years ago.
It's not time yet, but I'm saying, but it's still... I got a picture from one of the residents, too, this week, where he showed me it's a little bit dirty, so I think a blow... would help clean up the place.
And you are aware that people or residents are coming in wanting keys to the tennis court.
So I'll make more copies.
I have the master
copy. I'll take your master copy and maybe tomorrow I'll pass by.
Okay.
I'll go get more copies of the key.
Okay.
Tammy, do you have a chance here tomorrow if you can just ask Ramapo if we can get, I think we're almost out of the leaf bags.
Leaf bags.
I don't know if it's Ramapo, I think it's Rockland Green.
Oh, sorry, Rockland Green, you're correct.
Rockland Green, okay.
So, I think
do we have, how are we doing with the garbage bins? The green recycling bins?
It looks like we have enough of those.
We have enough? Okay, good.
It looks like we're pretty packed, but the leaf bags were down. We don't have
were you sure? Did you check in the shed?
For the leaf bags?
Yeah, they may have.
I didn't know that there was.
Okay, yeah. We should check. Remind me tomorrow morning when I come by. I'll check for you.
It is.
So, thank you, Trustee Greenberg, for bringing this up.
If there is still in the shed, but just leave it outside.
Yeah, of course, we'll take it out.
Just leave it outside. Okay. Mr. Nugent, the floor is yours.
I don't have anything publicly for legal.
Okay. Mr. Grumo, anything you want?
Nothing. Okay.
Is there a need for an executive session?
Yeah, I would like to have an executive session.
We have Yes.
Okay,
so
I will make a motion to go into executive session to discuss a legal matter. All those in favor? A second, first of all?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We will go into a executive session. We may come out to vote.
We may vote also. We may.
So if you wish, you can stay outside. We will call you back in when we are done.
Thank you.
Okay.
Seconded.